Welcome to Showbiz Monkeys. I'm Jeremy Hoffman. Around us down, I'm all right. Around us down, I'm all right. I mean, no consequence when you playing with the bat.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks very much for being here today and talking with me about the wedding banquet. So how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Matthew?
I'm good. So I guess to start, the film The Wedding Banquet is very unique in that it predominantly has a queer cast and crew. So what was it like? What was the experience like being in a film, working on a set so personally invested in telling these stories that are being presented in the film?
Yeah. So alluding to basically the whole cast and crew is queer. It was super open and it was super nice to just be around, you know, peers that have gone through what you've gone through in the past. And it was really nice to share and joke around with each other. And it just created so much more enthusiasm and creativity that you are allowed to have on a set that's so accepting.
Now, you play Marshall, the executive director of the LGBTQIA+ nonprofit. That was based on a real person. So you were cast because you reminded them of that, a younger version of that person. So what was it like knowing that that person could be watching you playing somebody based on them on screen?
You know, it's funny because I didn't know about that connection until after we had done our takes. Mm-hmm. Andrew came up to me. He's like, oh, you know, I know originally Marshall was supposed to be someone in their 50s or 60s. But you just reminded me so much of him. He's based on a friend of mine. And until now, I didn't even think about him watching the movie. So I hope I did him proud.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. I saw you broke your foot doing martial arts right before you shot your scenes. Like, how did you get through that? Like, what was that like?
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I'm trying to be healthy, trying to do new stuff. So I decided to take martial arts, and 3 weeks in, or three sessions in, I should say, mm-hmm. Ended up breaking my foot. And this was right before I had wardrobe for the shoot. So I'm like, okay, can barely walk, but let's pull through this. I called the costume designer, Matthew, and I said, hey, I know I gave you my sizes, but I'm going to need shoes that are probably 5 sizes bigger than I had originally told you, because I just broke my foot. He's like, oh, my goodness. Okay, so we worked that out. And even on set, I was wearing shoes that are way bigger than you just leads you to be more clumsy than normal, I guess, mm-hmm. because I just ended up walking into everything more and more. It's like there'd be an open space, but there'd be one chair there and I just head towards there and walk right into it. I don't know why, but yeah, it was. And the whole crew was like, are you okay? They just stopped. And yeah, I was fine because I had so much buffer. It made it really interesting shooting with a broken foot.
I can imagine. Like, and what was it, like one of those air casts, or was it like or were you just like tensor bandaged up, or how?
No, I was just bandaged up. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of your other work in the industry is tied to music. Jay Wadley directed the music on this film, and features a diverse array of musicians ranging from the Linda Lindas to Chapel Roan. How do you feel music played into the story when watching this film?
So it was so nice because it really helped to modernize the movie. These are not songs you'd hear in 1993 at all. So it was nice to hear that. And what was really nice is all the incidental music that he used to put in, you know, the softer touches and everything. It was so super cinematic. He did a phenomenal job.
And now you mentioned the 1993 original film that this was based on, or as an adaptation. I find it a very different, like, you know, it shares similar themes, but it's a very unique creation in itself. And I feel like in a lot of ways, is his own creature. Did you watch the original before going in, or were you familiar with it?
I was familiar with it. I watched it years ago, closer to when it came out, and I do remember it. And it does share, I mean, it shares a lot of the similarities. It has kind of the same plot line with the IVF. It has the same, kind of hiding to come out theme there. And what's really nice about now is there's even more themes. There's the theme of chosen family, the found family. There's acceptance, and there's a lot more things in this one that really modernized it.
Yeah, I thought it was such an amazing representation of just life today with being queer or an ally and in that experience.
Oh,
So
totally.
yeah.
And the leads are so phenomenal. It's really funny. I can see each of my friends in each part of those leads. They just are so true to who we have today.
And it's definitely a case where we're watching them. It definitely, like the entire cast, it felt like encountering people in your day-to-day life. The humor was definitely there from like jokes that you'd share with friends and stuff. So I thought that was really amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, is there a moment on set that you really enjoyed and a particular scene that you really it had fun filming?
So my main scene was with Joan Chen, who is iconic. She's such a legend and she's such a skilled actor. When we were filming one of the gala scenes, I was giving a speech to Joan. And as I was talking, there you hear a phone ring, and this is a room packed with extras, packed with, it's a big gala. So I kept going. We cut. Assistant director said, "Hey, you guys, we're gonna put our phones away. Come on, this is not professional." So okay, we move on to another take. I do the speech again. Hear the phone ring again. I'm like, "Okay, what is happening?" All the extras, bless their souls, they look terrified. They're like, "Who is it?" No one's like willing to fess up. And then AD is like, "You guys, come on now." We do another take, and then now I hear vibrating, a little bit of ringing, but it's kind of muffled. And then I shoot across the room, look at Joan, and Joan's looking at a person. She's like, "Oh my God, it was me." I just like joke with her. I'm like, "Oh my goodness, Joan, what are you doing?"
I do a lot of sound work and stuff, so normally it's the sound guys who are to blame. So at least for once, yeah.
Yeah, this is all Joan, but
Now, one last question for you today. You've worked bringing music to a lot of productions, ranging from SpongeBob and Cabaret, and you've now been in a couple of different films, The Wedding Banquet and Friends and Family Christmas. If you could have a dream project where you could combine those two passions, what would that
ooh.
be?
This is going to sound really silly, but I've always wanted to work with the Jonas Brothers
That's
and maybe do like a retelling of their lives.
that'd be
'Cause
cool.
I'm so curious about how their music is written and how they gained their stardom, and just their shows are amazing if you've ever seen one live, and they're just such great performers. So that would be one, and maybe like make it into a horror movie. I don't know.
That'd be awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time today, and everybody go out watch Jeremy in the Wedding Banquet today.
Yeah, go watch The Wedding Banquet.